Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace, security and stability of South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. Also holds bilateral talks with his counterparts of Thailand and Laos PDR. Mahadev betting app promoter Saurabh Chandrakar arrested by authorities in Dubai. Bihar government transfers more than 225 crore rupees directly to bank accounts of over 3 lakh families as a flood grant relief. In Pakistan, at least 20 miners were killed and 8 injured in an armed attack in Balochistan province. And in Valencia Open Tennis, India's Jeevan Nedumcharian and Vijay Sundar Prashant to lock horns with Piotr Matuszewski and Karol Derwiczki of Poland in men's doubles semi-final in Spain this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos PDR today. Highlighting concern over the ongoing conflict in different regions of the world, Mr. Modi said development should be the approach and not expansionism. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. He said that everyone wants peace and stability to be restored in Eurasia and the West Asian region. He reiterated that this is not an age of war and solutions to problems cannot come from the battlefield. Terming terrorism a serious challenge to global peace and security, the Prime Minister stressed that humanity will have to work together to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi was the first leader to be invited to address the East Asia Summit after the host and incoming chair. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi and his Laos PDR counterpart Sonexay Sifandon today held productive discussions aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties, including in key sectors of cooperation such as heritage conservation and restoration, development partnership, capacity building, economic, defense, culture and people-to-people ties. India and Laos PDR exchanged MOUs for defense cooperation, mutual assistance in custom matters and on quick impact projects under Mekong Ganga cooperation. Prasar Bharati and Laos National Television exchanged MOUs for cooperation in broadcasting. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Mr. Modi and Mr. Sifandon. Mr. Modi also called on the president of Laos PDR, Thonglung Sisolit. Mr. Modi also met his Thailand counterpart, Petong Tan Shinawatra, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Vientiane today. The leaders exchanged views on areas of India-Thailand bilateral relations and ways to forge closer regional cooperation through BIMSTEC. Briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Mozumdar, said the Prime Minister attended the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit, and these were especially significant this year because it marked the 10th year of the Prime Minister's Act East policy.
ASEAN leaders and the Prime Minister reviewed our relations, the comprehensive relations that we have with ASEAN. ASEAN leaders especially very positively appraised our cooperation as in many areas.
Saurabh Chandrakar, one of the main promoters of the Mahadev betting app, was arrested by authorities in Dubai today. Chandrakar is alleged kingpin of the Mahadev betting app scam, was arrested following a red corner notice issued by the Enforcement Directorate last year. According to sources, the extradition process has already commenced and it is expected that Chandrakar could be returned to India within a week. In a significant move towards self-reliance, the Indian Army has rolled out its first overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank, further enhancing its operational readiness. The T-90 Bhishma, the Army's main battle tank since 2003, is known for its firepower, speed and protection. With this overhaul, the tank has become even more powerful and lethal. As part of the ongoing decade of transformation in the Indian Army, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi witnessed the rollout ceremony of the overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank recently. Our correspondent reports that the complex overhaul process involves disassembling the tank and replacing any damaged parts. Weighing approximately 47 tons, the T-90 Bhishma is 9.6 meters long and 2.8 meters wide. Its compact size enables it to maneuver quickly through forests, mountains and marshy terrain at a speed of up to 60 kilometers per hour. The BJP took a dig at the Congress over reports that the party will form a fact-finding committee to look into the reasons of its defeat in the Haryana Assembly elections. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla alleged that it is an attempt to shield senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and to blame others for the defeat in Haryana.
राहुल गांधी को हार से बचाना है, इसीलिए कभी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वोटिंग मशीन पर, कभी कुमारी शैलजा पर निशाना है. कुल मिलाकर केवल इतना ही है कि कांग्रेस पार्टी आत्मचिंतन नहीं करना चाहती, सच का सामना नहीं करना चाहती. उनके तो एलाइज भी उनको बोल रहे हैं कि आप अहंकार की वजह से हारे, आप जनता के साथ कनेक्टेड नहीं है. और कांग्रेस पार्टी को केवल इतना कहना चाहूंगा कि ताउम्र कांग्रेस यही करती रही, धूल चेहरे पर थी, कांग्रेस आईना साफ करती रही.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has transferred more than 225 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 3 lakh families as a flood grant relief through the direct benefit transfer. He transferred the money at a meeting in Patna yesterday. The state government has given 7,000 rupees each to flood-hit families under its new resolution of flood relief aid, which was earlier 6,000 rupees per family. This was the second tranche of the aid to flood-affected people. In the first tranche, around 307 crore rupees were disbursed to more than 4,38,000 flooded families in the state. The body of the missing pilot of the Indian Coast Guard was recovered yesterday 55 kilometers southwest of Porbandar, Gujarat. According to Indian Coast Guard, it continued unrelenting search efforts along with the Indian Navy and other stakeholders to locate the missing pilot Commandant Rakesh Kumar Rana. The advanced light helicopter MK-3 helicopter fell into the sea on the night of the 2nd of last month when it took off to provide medical aid to a crew member of a motor tanker Hari Leela. The helicopter had two pilots and two air crew drivers. Dr. Aniket Mahato, one of the protesting junior doctors on hunger strike, is seriously ill and has been shifted to the CCU of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. His condition is said to be critical. Meanwhile, the joint platform of doctors has written to Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to intervene and resolve the stalemate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan and Bharat Ratna Nanaji Deshmukh on their birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the contributions of J.P. Narayan to the country and society. He said his personality and ideals will remain a source of inspiration for every generation. In another post, Mr. Modi remembered and lauded Nanaji Deshmukh's dedication and service towards the empowerment of rural people of the country. In Pakistan, at least 20 miners were killed and 8 injured when an unidentified armed man attacked a coal mine in the Dukki area of Balochistan province this morning. According to district chairman of Dukki, Haji Khair Ullah Nasir, the attackers used hand grenades and rocket launchers in the attack. Meanwhile, police, paramilitary, frontier corps and rescue teams rushed to the spot after the attack. The attack is the latest in a string of violence in the country. It comes ahead of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit to be held in Islamabad on the 15th and 16th of this month. In Bangladesh, a crown of Goddess Kali at the Jeshoshwari temple in Satkhira was stolen yesterday. In a social media post, the High Commissioner of India in Bangladesh said that the crown was gifted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Jeshoreshwari Kali temple in March 2021 during his visit to Bangladesh. The High Commission has expressed deep concern and urged the government of Bangladesh to recover the crown and take action against the perpetrators. Navratri celebration is in full swing in Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh. The enthusiasm of the people is at its peak in the capital city.
More than 1500 pandals and goddess idols are installed in Bhopal. This year, glimpses of Ayodhya's Ram Mandir to Amarnath Yatra are depicted in Bhopal. Tableaus of Disneyland, Hingla's Mata Mandir of Pakistan, Vaishno Devi, Khatu Shyamji to Ram Darbar have been attracting crowds in Bhopal. The most popular is the live tableau of nine goddess in regional office of Brahma Kumari Ashram, in which Brahma Kumari sit for 2.5 hours in the form of goddess. This year, more than 1 crore rupees have been spent by various pandals for decorations. The administration has also made extensive arrangements for Durga Puja and Dasehra. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Odisha, the city of Cuttack is abuzz with devotion and festivity as Durga Puja rituals are in full swing at various puja pandals. Aarti is being offered at the pandals, drawing large crowds of devotees who have gathered to seek blessings from Goddess Durga. The rituals began early this morning and will continue throughout the day. The pandals, adorned with intricate decorations and vibrant lights, are a sight to behold. Devotees dressed in traditional attire are seen offering prayers and participating in the rituals with great enthusiasm. The atmosphere has been filled with the sounds of devotional songs and the fragrance of incense, adding to the spiritual ambience. Cuttack's rich cultural heritage is on full display as people from all walks of life come together to celebrate this auspicious occasion. We have a report.
Durga Puja in Cuttack, the silver city of Odisha, is very famous. The Sharadiya Durga Puja in this more than 1,000 years old city is the oldest and unique one. The people of Cuttack, irrespective of caste and religion, join in and celebrate Durga Puja. Various puja committees of Cuttack prepare Chandi Medha or the silver decorations with gold crown of the goddess in Durga Puja. This year also, most of the Durga Puja pandals in the city are dazzling with gold and silver tableaus. There are around 170 puja pandals in Cuttack in this year's festival, with 34 puja pandals decorated with silver tableaus. An average of 3 quintals of silver have been used in each of these silver tableaus. Apart from this, more than 5 puja pandals have been decorated with gold crowns and other gold ornaments. Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi and a number of ministers of his cabinet visited different puja pandals this morning to seek the blessings of Goddess Durga. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Cuttack and Bhubaneswar.
In Bihar, a large number of devotees and people are thronging to different puja pandals in several parts of the state on Mahanavami to seek blessings of Goddess Durga. Revelers from all walks of life and society, attired in new and colorful dresses, are hopping from one puja pandal to another. More than 15,000 committees are organizing Durga pujas across the state. More from our correspondent.
Durga Puja is being celebrated with traditional Bengali culture at Bengali Akhada in Patna and eastern parts of the state like Bhagalpur, Purnia, Araria and Munger, with reverberation of dhaki, conch and other percussion instruments. The whole atmosphere has become very devotional, with verses and mantras dedicated to Mahishasur Mardini, Goddess Durga, performance of Ram Leela by artists in Buxar, Patna and other districts is also an age-old tradition and part of Durga Puja festivities. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In Tamil Nadu, Ayudha Puja is being celebrated today. People worship tools and equipment in their homes and offices. The rituals include cleaning, decorating and puja. They also worship their books and vehicles today and put tilak on their equipment and also place garlands on them. This day falls on the 9th day of Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In her message on social media, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as victory of good over evil and Ma Durga is considered as a symbol of Shakti. She said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to Goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedunchurian and Vijay Sundar Prashant will lock horns with the unseeded pair of Pitor Matuszewski and Karol Derwiecki of Poland in the men's doubles semi-final of the Valencia Open Tennis in Spain this evening. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading lower in the afternoon trade amid mixed global cues. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace, security and stability of South China Sea is in the interest of entire Indo-Pacific region. Also holds bilateral talks with his counterparts of Thailand and Lao PDR. And that is the end of the midday news.